Want to know the latest and hottest music hidden the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Greetings, people of Earth and the known universe. You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith. And I've got some stuff for you, some music for you today. Yes, I do. On deck, we have Joey Badass with All American Badass. That's a MC. We also have Beck. His new album's called Colors. And a nice surprise collaboration, Sting and Shaggy, and it's called 44/876. And we have a new R&B group called Saint Beauty. And their album's called Run Into the Sun, and they're part of the Wonderland family, a collective that Janelle Monáe is the queen and head of. So, four different genres, all for you today. So let's start off with the hip-hop artist Joey Badass, an all-American badass. Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to you about this record. So, the cover of this record is like the American flag, and it looks like gang scarves together. It's got blue, red, white. It's red, white, and blue, but it looks like bandanas made into a flag. It's pretty cool, actually. It's interesting. So let's go into his history, his background. So this is the second record from the Pro Era founding member. That's the group that Joey Badass comes from. The album opens up with Good Morning America, and it's America spelled with three K's in it. Very reminiscent of Ice Cube's classic first solo record, America's Most Wanted. So it opens up with Good Morning America, and it which feels like, it feels and sounds like a really cool morning news wake-up alarm when you hear this track, the opening track. I mean, I can see the alarm radio popping on while you're in bed, or your television in your bedroom just pop, you know, and your television just popping on in your bedroom all of a sudden. So, yeah, I can see it as your alarm radio just turning on while you sleep, or you're sleeping in bed and your TV just comes on. And all of a sudden, you know, you hear this guy, Joey Badass. There's soulful keys and hand claps to start off the song, with Joey Badass greeting you by telling you to wake up and free your mind, basically. The bass unfolds as he delivers his verse, which is more like a philosophical question. You know, what's freedom to you? The bass line and keys drive the song as if you are driving down a smooth road that offers a reflection of self and reflection of the country that you call home. Joey's commentary on America's treatment of African Americans is hard-hitting, with pure honesty, and it's compelling. His metaphors and symbolism truly stimulate an intrigue on this track. So here's some of those lyrics. Yeah, wake up, free your mind, I said wake up. Good morning, America. Good morning, America, I said wake up. And then, you know, that repeats a few times. And he says, now, what's freedom to you? Let's talk about it. Take a minute. Think it through. I'm all about it, but the concept seems new. The coppers still shoot us down on Channel 5 News. Lock us up for anything we do to pay dues. Some of us woke while some stay snoozed. Zombies walking around tripping over issues. The knowledge is official, but it's often misused. America, my masseuse, massaging my back, trying to act like she ain't gonna do me like Pratt Geronimo. Nice reference to Geronimo Pratt. And the Indian, you know, the Native American Geronimo. Take a leap and lay flat. I'm down to go for my message to spread across the map. Holy cross on my back, got a bullseye on it. I got to get stoned to fulfill my moment. Oppress my oppressor, suppress the opponent. Channel my ancestor, he wouldn't condone it. In search of the healing component, said you would notice if you took notice, but you too nosy. Time to wake up. Won't you come and smell the hot coffee? Stick your nose in the wrong places. One day you'll OD. Yeah, that's like the opening track. It's very powerful. It's in your face. What I like about this song and throughout this album, he's like the first MC I heard of really talking about the spirit of his ancestors. And I like that. I think that's really cool. Because a lot of times, you know, when we live so much in the moment, in the present and in the now, we don't think about those who came before us, our forefathers and our foremothers. So I like that, that he talked about that. So, let's get more into it. His next track is called For My People. It's one of my favorite tracks. Very catchy. By the way, the production on this whole album is great. It's very consistent. I'll talk more about that towards the end of this review. So, because there's things I want to say, and I'll save that. I'm getting excited. Okay, okay. So, For My People starts off with keys and synth bass. Joey Badass sings the hook For My People. Of course, he also says at the beginning of the song that he wishes that he could have superpowers. You know, who doesn't, right? So. I can dig that. For My People is a song about the struggles of being black in America and how Joey Badass doesn't want to be good. He wants to be great. So, and that's, you know, as a human being, you know, that's how we should all aspire to always be great if we can be. So I can relate to that. That's cool. You know, he rhymes about the power of being an MC and how he can use his microphone as a weapon to challenge and enlighten. He rhymes about buying his mother a house and having a family one day. He also talks about being able to fly in the air and how haters want to shoot you down. The keys, the synth bass, and saxophone make the song when he sings the hook. This is For My People. So here's some of those lyrics. You know, yeah, I always wanted to have superpowers, you know. This is for my people, trying to stay alive, just stay peaceful. So hard to survive in a world so lethal. Who will take a stand and be out and be our hero of my people? Yeah, this for my people. Trying to stay alive and just stay peaceful. So hard to survive a world so lethal. Who will take a stand and be our hero? Now all heroes don't wear capes and all villains don't get away, but all limits eventually fade. I don't want to be good, brother. I'm trying to be great. It's hard when your back's against the wall. And if you got all to keep your feet up on the floor, so I thank the Lord when I wake up in the morning. Because to inform the world the very reason I was born, you can see the power when the mic is in my palm. When I storm across the room, hit the stage and perform, word is bond. Don't be alarmed. Don't let me have to sound the horn and drop a bomb. Want to get my mom a crib with a lawn, something that my future kids can run up on. So I always do my best to carry on. Life is like a game of chess. Don't be a pawn. My brother, of course, I had to edit that. This for my people, trying to stay alive and just stay peaceful. So hard to survive a world so lethal. Who will take a stand and be our hero of my people? Yeah, this for my people, trying to stay alive and just stay peaceful. So hard to survive a world so lethal. Who will take a stand and be our hero? Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's the young black god living out his dreams. What you mean? I've been up on the ultralight beam. They don't want to see you fly. They just gonna shoot your wings. Everything ain't what it seemed. Wishing all these dirty cops would come clean. Still swerving on these city blocks for one thing. My man just copped a 30 shot. Protect the team. Know what I mean? Music is a form of expression. I'ma use mine just to teach you a lesson. Rule one, this microphone's a weapon. I'm shooting out the actions manifested and my passion, never resting. I'm surpassing the expectancy of life in my direction. Man, the Section 8 depressing. Hard to be progressing through recession and oppression. Not to mention that they had us cell blocked ever since an adolescent. Yeah. Yeah, this young man speaks with some wisdom. I like it. So, Land of the Free is another one of my favorite tracks on this record. It starts off with atmospheric keyboards and a guitar rhythm that is very faint in the background with trap bass and drums. This song is definitely one of my favorite tracks on the album. It actually might be my favorite track. And it's definitely one of them for the year already. Yeah, I'll call that. Joey Badass takes an honest look at his culture as an African-American from within the society itself. lyrics. Can't change the world unless we change ourselves. Die from the sickness if we don't seek the health. All eyes be my witness when I speak what's felt. Full house on my hands, the cards I was dealt. 3 K's, 2 A's in America. I'm just a black spade spawned out the nebula. And everything I do or say today that's worthwhile will for sure inspire actions in your first child. I'll begin my verse now. Yeah, that's how that song starts off. Just saying. I'm like, okay. All right. Now here's the first verse. So although to me, so I guess that's like verse zero. I don't know, but sometimes I speak and I feel like it ain't my words. Like I'm just a vessel channeling inside this universe. I feel my ancestors unrested inside of me. It's like they want me to shoot my chance and change in society. But how do I go about it? Tell me where I start. My destiny rerouted when I chose to follow heart. You told to follow suit, but tell me what it do for you. Except where you down. Now you trapped inside the cubicle they built for us. The first step into change is to take notice. Realize the real games that they tried to show us. 300 plus years of them cold shoulders, yet 300 million of us still got no focus. Sorry, America, but I will not be your soldier. Obama just wasn't enough. I need some more closure. And Donald Trump is not equipped to take this country over. Let's face facts, because we know what's the real motives. In the land of the free, it's full of in the land of the free, it's full of freeloaders. Leave us dead in the street to be their organ donors. They disorganized my people, made us all loners. Still got the last names of our slave owners. I'm sorry, I just had to. I really like that verse. I do. The last part of what he said. In the land of the free, it's full of freeloaders. Leave us dead in the streets to be their organ donors. They disorganized my people, made us all loners. Yeah. So he said a lot. And he might be the first rapper to criticize both sides and both political parties, basically. So I think that was different. Yeah. So and unexpected. And yeah. Yeah, a good song, a very good song. Super Predator, yeah. Starts off with steady drum beat and bass line with organ keys in the background. The song has Joey Badass posing a question. Who is the real Super Predator? African Americans or the American federal government officials themselves? The song itself plays like a hip-hop news bulletin that has you bobbing your head unexpectedly when you hear it. The funky bass lines... the funky bass line anchors the song along with the organ style keys. So here's a verse. Super Predator, filthy America, burn the newspaper and the editors. My dead presidents ain't dead enough. Blew a zip to the head, still ain't red enough. Pray to Jesus, hope he got you. No, I'm not a chicken. I never listened to Fox News. Censor, brothers built the country, but never given their props. Do paying for my people. I'm still paying for my pop's dues. I'm royalty, my mama said it. I'm gold-hearted. I'm scum-headed. Lost soul in a promised land of promises. Got a mask on, but no, I'm not anonymous. Built on my lonely, no accomplices. Light a L up for my accomplishments. I'm a real brother. It's not a lot of them. If there were, then cops probably shot at them. Ouch. Yeah, I stomped the grounds in my Timberlands. Ain't nothing colder than New York when that December in. The coldest shoulders from Average Jones and the Simple Mans. I packed the heat because I'm known around to be simmering. That mean I'm finna hit the boiling point like real soon. Man, I've been heating up. My self-esteem been on the moon. The flow is hotter than volcanic craters near the equator. Ain't debaters are simply haters. They know that I'm greater. I be counting my paper forever. Screw all the majors. Did it all on my own. Don't owe nobody no favors. It's clear I'm heir to the throne. I've been the best in my zone. Internationally known. Forever Brooklyn's own. I mean, come on. But here's for the presidents, the congressmen, the senators who got us all slaving while they reaping all the benefits. Got the world thinking that it's true about what they said of us. America's worst nightmare. The Super Predator. Yeah. And more with Joey Badass and All American Badass after this break.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
And once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith, and we're talking about the Joey Badass record, All American Badass. Finishing up that review in one moment. So the next track I want to talk about off this record is called Legendary, and it features J. Cole. It starts off with like a dub reggae feel to it, low-end synth bass with dub bass drumming and kick programming. The keyboards play with like a jazz piano feel, and the small spurts that weave in and out of the song, along with the trumpet that does the same thing. The song evolves into like a dub jazz hip-hop later on. The song is about what it actually means to be a legend. Are you a good one or are you a bad one? Joey Badass appreciates his fans for believing in him, but also wants to make sure that they believe in themselves. He wishes them health, happiness, and some wealth. He also warns the black youth not to fall for the trap, because he knows the powers that be would love nothing more than to have more black men in jail, where they become property and are no longer really considered people. So that's like the sentiment of the song. Here's some of the verses from it. This is legendary, always been my mission, never secondary. Getting better every January, it's very scary. They gonna recognize eventually, I take it, if they don't give it to me. Swear all of it was written for me, yep, yep. By a higher conscious spiritually. Up, up, up and away, jump on a plane. Get on my wave right now. I want you believe not only in me, but have some faith in yourself. I wish you peace and good health, happiness and some wealth. I threw a coin in the well because I was feeling so well. A token of how I felt, never heard if it fell. Not a noise, not a sound, still no reason to doubt. Quality what I sell, quantity in the sales. Quantum physics myself, count a million atoms of cells. This life I'm living it out, damn right. My vision is now. Don't let the prisoner cell build a strut to break out. My brother's at the brick house, the undercover stakeout. Can't you see it's a trap? The type of crap I think about. I sensed they needed my help. That's why I had to reach out. What you think I do it for? My brother's under a spell. It's clear we're living in hell. The life of a black male. Right out the womb, you come out. And it's a bunch of blackmail just waiting for you to fail. A special room in the jail with your name, a number on it, so you're property now. I see it properly now. It's what the poverty about. It's all a game of Monopoly. Trying to cop me a house, an elephant in the room until I fit in my tomb and introduced to my doom. They say the end coming soon. Legends, they never die. The brothers only multiply. So put your fire up in the sky, because they won't ever kill the light. They say the legends, they never die. The brothers only multiply. So put your fire up in the sky, because they won't ever kill the light. Tables keep turning. Which way do I go? A tire's burning inside of my soul. Tables keep turning. Which way do I go? A tire's burning inside my control. And then J. Cole ponders if he's a good man and role model now that he has fame and wealth. Is he thrifty or greedy when it comes to the wealth he's acquired? He acknowledges the emptiness that comes when you take the wrong path. His verse. Look, ready for whatever comes. I hope for the best. I taste the peace and pray it never leave my tongue. But yet, before long, the feeling's done. Perhaps I was foolish, just like the boy that prays to only see the sun. Maybe life happens like tides. One minute you're low and feeling shallow. Then all of a sudden you rise. Just ride the wave, I say to myself. Find a way, the weight of my wealth. It's honestly a lot to bear. I play the game of stacking, knowing what I ought to share. How much does a man need? How much can he hoard before his greed? How can a rich father teach humbleness to his seed? just questions. The stubborn all get taught tough lessons. I look at all I got, like, what's missing? God is my only guess. Because, yes, faith, relive the stress. I find peace again when I find him and see I'm blessed, real blessed. Life has always got me wondering, am I doing it right? Am I hurting myself? Am I wronging the ones that love me the most? What a burden I have. That ain't no way to live. Or maybe it is. Well, maybe it is. Yeah. It's a great song, great verses from both artists. And then the last track I'm going to talk about is American Idol. And that's with the 3Ks, of course. It's the last track on the album. It starts off with synth bass, keys, and drums. The song is a play on American Idol and The Voice, of course. On this song, Joey Badass becomes aware of how the American government has been playing the working class people against each other. He also declares that the dead presidents on American currency are more helpful and useful than the presidents that he has actually lived through. The song also talks about celebrity and how it's worshipped over truth and reality. And here's a verse. What the government is doing amongst our people is downright evil, disturbing but not surprising, that's for certain. With all the conflict of propaganda, I believe they are simply trying to slander, start a civil war within the USA amongst black and white and those alike. They are simply pushing us to our limits so that we can all get together and get with it. They want us to rebel so that it makes it easier for them to kill us and put us in jails. Alton Sterlings are happening every day in this country and around the world. The scary part, boys and girls, is most of these stories don't make it to the news and reach mass consciousness. It is for sure time that we as a people stand up for acknowledgement and accomplishment of what we call human rights. It is time to rebel, better yet, raise hell. I just want everyone to be cautious about how they go about it, because this is all part of the government's plan and what they've been plotting. They're literally begging for this to happen so they can kill us off, using the uprising and rebellion as the excuse in timely fashion. The cancerous foods, the chemical warfare, economic suffering, it's not working fast enough. Whoa, wow. There are many steps ahead of us and manifesting the future that they want. We have to work together, not only rattling them on a physical plane, but to outsmart them on an intellectual, mental level the same. As black men, I think our gangs need to do a better job at protecting us, the people, our communities, and not assisting in destroying them brutally. It's time to even the score, because who do we call when the police break the law? We are so quick to pick up a gun and kill one another, but not quick enough to pick it up and protect each other. The code words to killing a black man by police is, he's got a gun. Damn if he do, damn if he don't, damn if he runs. Or what about them? The murderers got it. We need solutions. You better start plotting now. It's always been clear that they don't value our lives. My people have been suffering way too long, and I'm tired of singing the same old song. People act like this crap isn't happening. It's downright wrong. Justice won't be served by a hashtag, and that's the very reason I ask that. What are we to do? We're scattered around with no clue of this ugly truth. All we know is who they ridiculed and who gets minusculed. Time to wake the heck up and do our own research and not form opinions based on just what we've heard. America is force feeding you lies down your throat with a silver spoon, and eventually we'll all be doomed real, real, real soon. Yeah, so that was his verse. That was like the third verse in the song. It's powerful. Joey Badass, All American Badass, is a great hip hop record that plays and feels like a hip hop sequel to three classic hip hop records of the past. Ice Cube's America's Most Wanted, and that's spelled the same way, America with three K's in it. Boogie Down Productions' By All Means Necessary, and Public Enemy's Fear of a Black Planet. This record's themes are a reflection of self and your surroundings, corrupt leadership and the abuse of power, as well as the need for consciousness and unity among the American working class people. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give this album a 9. Favorite tracks are Good Morning America, For My People, Temptation, Land of the Free, Why You Don't Love Me, Miss America, Super Predators, Legendary, featuring J. Cole, and American Idol. Why You Don't Love Me, America has J. Cole rapping about America like it's his girlfriend who's rejecting him. Very clever how he wrote that song. But yeah, it's a great album. Definitely recommend it. Yeah. Very surprised that someone of this new generation in hip-hop was so conscious. You can tell that he's been studying hip-hop for a while, and that he's been reading and studying a lot of different things. Yeah, definitely recommend this album. If you like hip-hop that has a lot of substance to it, that stimulates you and intrigues you and makes you want to think about different things and give you food for thought, this is definitely an album worth picking up. But if you're looking for something to just dance to, well, it's not the album for you. But the production on this record is good. It's excellent. So he did a great job of giving you conscious and socially thought-provoking lyrics with good production that can make you move and groove. There is no compromise in the production of this record. So that's what I wanted to say. So there's no reason for this record not to have a great exposure. Well, there is a reason for why it may not get great exposure because of its content, but that's another conversation and another podcast that I don't host, unfortunately. So yeah, Joey Badass, All American Badass. So check that out. The next album I want to talk about is Saint Beauty. And their album is called Running to the Sun. It's a duo. Saint Beauty is an American music group composed of two singers, Alex Bell and Isis Valentino. The duo is affiliated with a larger artistic collective called Wonderland Art Society, a group of musicians that also includes Janelle Monae, Jadena, Roman, Gian Arthur, and Deep Cotton. Both the duo and the collective are based in Atlanta, Georgia. Bell and Valentino met while working at a clothing boutique that held a showcase for local artists in 2012. In light of the acclaim they received after their performance, the two officially formed a band together and selected the name Saint Beauty. So when asked about where the name came from, they stated, Saint Beauty is a pure beauty that lives in everyone. Their mission is to heal and inspire. I like that a music group has this mission, like a mission statement, like when you go to work and you go to your first day of orientation and you get the mission statement. So I think that's cool. Saint Beauty's Going Nowhere appeared on the album Wonderland Presents, the EFIS. That was a compilation that came out a few years back. That was about 3 years ago. And it was distributed by Epic Records, of course, and it debuted at number 5 on the Billboard R&B charts in hip hop. So Saint Beauty has toured as an opening act for the likes of Jhené Aiko. So, all right. So in 2018, this year, they released their debut EP, "Running to the Sun," and it features the singles "Caught," "Not Discussed," and "Borders." So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into those songs and many more off this record. So I just want to give you their backstory. So the first song on the EP is called "For What?" Intro. It starts the album off with Saint Beauty thinking just random thoughts. And those random thoughts seem to be spoken out loud as one guitar plays like really clean with no effects while giving off like an alternative rock vibe to the sound, but in a really metal subdued way. And the thoughts that are said, the verse that says, what's the meaning of all this? And these are like questions and just statements. What the heck, censor? My hair looks terrible. Did I turn the stove off? I feel so awkward. Terrible. Why is this brother texting me? Censor. Man, I'm tired. I hate the way this looks. I feel weird. I don't know anymore. What time is it? I want to give up. Why is this crap taking so long? I'm going to call him right back. Lucky I called him yesterday. Damn, did I feed the cat? Have we been waiting this whole time? For what? That's the intro to the record. Now, it's both of them talking, but when I read that off, that verse, that could just be one person's thoughts. So that's what was cool and unique about that intro that I liked a lot. So I wasn't expecting that record to start off that way. I've never heard any record starting off that way. So I liked that. That was cool. And Borders, So it starts off with someone singing in like a high soprano voice, opera style. The voice kind of sounds haunting in the background. We'll talk some more about Borders after this break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith, and we've been talking about the new record from Saint Beauty called Run Into the Sun. So we're about to speak about the song called Borders. As I said before, it starts off with someone singing in a high soprano voice, operatic style. The voice, it does sound really kind of haunting in a really cool way. The guitar comes in with like a muted drum beat. The drums turn into like a trap style with synth bass and keys. The guitar gives the soul track an indie. The guitar gives the soul track an indie soul pop rock feel. The trap bass comes in at the end and low bounces out to the next song. Alex and Isis sing about their prospective romantic relationships ending. You get the feeling that the two of them are on the road touring when their relationships ended. New borders have to be drawn now that the relationships are over. And then here's some of the verses from that. Tell me, where'd you go when you said goodbye? I never thought I'd lose you. Didn't think you would make a sacrifice. There was never any room to head for the road and live your life. And I'll read all the signs. Tell me where to go when the love has died. Midnight to sunrise. Now I'm sitting at a red light. Anywhere but here. Now I'm speeding. Memories I know will remain unknown. Hitchhiker, night rider. Don't lose sight. Top fighter. On this open road, halfway to Mexico, halfway to Tokyo, on this open road, you've arrived, and I'm singing you the song on the west side, halfway to Mexico, halfway to Tokyo, on the west side. Underneath the trees, sitting here waiting for the mail on the weekend, leaning with the breeze, I'm sitting here alone, and I'm thinking, I'm not sorry, I want to apologize for my freedom. Midnight to sunrise, now I'm sitting at a red light, anywhere but here. Now I'm speeding. Memories I know will remain unknown. So, and then, you know, hitchhiker, night rider, don't lose sight, top fighter. On this open road, halfway to Mexico, halfway to Tokyo. On this open road, you've arrived, and I'm singing you the song on the west side, halfway to Mexico, halfway to Tokyo, on the west side. Caught starts off with trap bass and drums with atmospheric keys. This song is definitely about catching your man cheating on you. This song is also about dumping him and gaining back control of your life now that he's gone, especially since you feel like he was getting a little too comfortable, which is probably why he thought that he could get away with cheating, right? So some verses from this album, from the song. You ain't worth nothing. I should have seen it coming. You said I was the only one. We were having so much fun. And now I want something. And now I want something. And now I want something. More than you, I caught you. He was the coolest I'd ever known. He did me dirty, so I let him go. Now everything is all right. After I said goodbye, he was getting way too comfortable. Now I'm taking back all my control. Now everything's all right. After I said goodbye. I know what you're doing behind my back, screwing. Coming home late at night, doing things I would have spiked. And now I want something more than you. I caught you. He was the coolest I had ever known. He did me dirty, so I let him go. Now everything is all right after I said goodbye. He was getting way too comfortable. Now I'm taking back all my control. Now everything is all right after I said goodbye. Hey, what else can you say? I like that song. I do. I like it a lot, actually. It's cool. Tides is a slow down trap soul track. I never thought I would hear a trap music song that you could slow dance to, but I have with this one. The metaphors are crafty and smooth, as Saint Beauty sings about sexual intimacy with your significant other and how blissful it is. But the verses are very clever. Baby, I watch you sleep. You're sleeping so gracefully. But darling, when you're awake, there won't be time to waste. Come here closer to me. I want to float on your seas. Baby, I love it when you never hold back from me. The way your waves ride, you make me feel alive. The way I surf your tides, I know you can't deny. I never met a diver who cared more about the flow than you. Never rising for a breath. Oh boy, the powers you possess. Never want this to end. Ain't got to reach the shore again. I don't care what you think. I promise this ship won't sink. The way your waves ride, you make me feel alive. The way I surf your tides, I know you can't deny. I know you can't deny. I know you can't deny. Yeah, that song is really cool and it's very clever. Like I said, I like the metaphors and the symbolism in it. I like it a lot. It's very creative. So let's see. Colors this song has a cool Caribbean vibe to it with a pulsing synth bass, trap drums, and island flavored atmospherics. This song is about a tumultuous relationship. She knows he loves her, but he's always trying to be above her. He pushes her away and then tries to console her once he's done pushing. She lets him know that she's not afraid of him and that he's not going to change her, that she's not going to change for him or anyone else. She doesn't want to fight with him. She wants him to get past the insecurity and hate so love can win. I'm thinking, I think that you love me. But you want to shove me, want to be above me. I know that it's hard to believe I don't fear you. And you try to control me and then want to console me. You don't even know me. I just think you're trolling. Can't nobody tell me who I'm going to be? I'm breaking free. Show love like my mama told me. Come dance with me. Let me see you move your body. Love rain on me. Love rain on me. No, I don't want to fight. I just want to dance tonight. The darkness defeated by the light. I just want to love. No, I don't want to fight. Just want to dance tonight. The darkness defeated by the light. I just want to love. And you try to control me, then want to console me. You don't even know me. I think you're trolling. So, and then towards the end, she says, choose your color. Now throw it away. Now I don't believe in all this hate, but I believe in you. We got to stick together, show them what you can do. I love you and I love you. So, okay. And then the last song I'm going to talk about is on this album is called Not Discuss It. Psychedelic keys start off the song. The music rolls into a trap drum and bass production that is slowed down. The song is about both people stepping out on their relationship and having to figure out if they want to have a couple's blowout about it or not mention it at all. She tries to communicate with him, and he just shuts down in that regard. She admits that they have issues, but believes they can work it out. It ain't always about you. See, for us to function, it's going to take two. Yeah. I'm letting you know what's on my mind. I told you about 1,000 times. Still, it's always about you. You did dirt in the beginning. I just returned you the favor. I tried to talk. You didn't listen. You don't listen. You don't hear nothing I'm saying. No. Yeah, I admit we got issues. Most of them, we can't explain them. I don't know how to deal with them. So let's put them all on the table. Or we cannot discuss it. Let's just argue about it later. Let me read that. or we cannot discuss it. Let's just argue about it later on. Or we can just continue making love until we're dead and gone. Oh, and now you tell me you want to keep it real and you swear you'd be down to grab the wheel like you gonna ride. You say you want to ride on the real. You don't know how I feel. I don't see how we even going to, I don't see how we ever going to heal when all we do is fight. You did dirt in the beginning. I just return you the favor. I tried to talk. You don't listen. You don't hear nothing I'm saying. No. Yeah, I admit we got issues. Most of them, we can't explain them. I don't know how to deal with them. So let's put them all on the table. Or we can not discuss it. Let's just argue about it later on. Or we can just continue making love until we're dead and gone. Oh, yeah. So Saint Beauty's Run Into the Sun EP is a psychedelic trap soul record with elements of reggae and rock that is definitely worth listening to. This record is soulfully honest, pure, and charismatic. On a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, I give this record a 7.5. My favorite tracks are For What, intro, Borders, Caught, Tides featuring Deontay Hitchcock, Poor Little Rich Girl, interlude, Colors, and Not Discuss It. So good stuff. Beck, the return of Beck. His new album's called Colors. Colors starts the record off with synthesizer and drums that start off muted and fade, and they fade in. Synth keys that have a whistle and a bottle type of sound. Maybe like kind of like a pan flute, actually. The synth bass and drums anchor the song. Beck's vocals sound off in a trippy distance as if they were coming from the heavens, and it works for him in this track. The lyrics seem a little abstract in the song. Beck has found a lost love and wants to win her back. When they reconnect, he can see the colors, and so can she when they look into each other's eyes. The colors are like the magic of their reconnected love. I mean, that's what I'm getting from the song, and that's the best I can do when I break it down. I'll find you and go right through the walls we made. I see you, I need you every day. It's nothing, it's your life. I don't know why, I can't get what I want. I keep trying. Found our way through the lost years. Now the day brings it all here. All the colors, see the colors, make the colors, feel the colors, she says. See it in your eyes, all the colors, see the colors, make the colors, feel the colors. Tell me, do you feel alive? And then later on he says, I got all the love you need. I got all the love you need. Keep it with you. I don't have the time to wait. I don't have the time to wait. I need to see you. Got it all under control. Got it all under control. You can't hear me. Now it only hurts to know. Now it would only hurt to know when you don't need me. You don't need me. Found our way through the lost years. Now the day brings it all here. All the colors, see the colors, make the colors, feel the colors. She says, see it in your eyes. All the colors, see the colors, make the colors, feel the colors. Tell me, do you feel alive? All right. So, let's see. There's another song called I'm So Free. It starts off with the guitar and piano. The song is anchored by the guitar. Beck sings about being free. I mean, that's the most I got from the song. It just kind of... The lyrics are just kind of abstract, even for a song called I'm So Free. That's the best I got on that track. So I'm going to go to the next track. Dear Life. Starts off with a ragtime style piano with bass and drums. The piano and bass drive the song, followed by like a fuzz guitar. The song ends with the string arrangement as it fades out. The song is about just having bad luck in your life, and now you just have to hold on because eventually you know that life will get better. It's also about having a sense of humor while you're going through it, you know, like, you know, they say, it only hurts when I smile or something like that. You know, I get it. Here's a verse. You sang your swan song to the dogs because they made mincemeat of the dreams you hung your hopes on. So you counted out what your sins cost while money talks to your conscience, looking like a fool for love. Dear life, I'm holding on. Dear life, I'm holding on. How long must I wait before the thrill is gone? You drove your rose into the swamp. You stole away like a thief, reeling from the sticker shock of the price they put upon your soul. You buy it back from the burning ashes of the devil you know. Dear life, I'm holding on. Dear life, I'm holding on. How long must I wait before the thrill is gone? Dear life, come and pick me up. Dear life, I think the button's stuck. Dear life, I think it's gone too far. Dear life, please lower the bar. lower than the stars. Dear life, I'm holding on. Dear life, I'm holding on. And how long must I wait before the thrill is gone? I like that song. It's a great song. I think we can all relate to having one of those days or maybe weeks where nothing seems to go right. And you're like, screw it. I'm going to get through it and it will get better. So I'm just going to smile and, you know, hey, it's all good. So I like that song a lot. Yeah, it's a good song, Dear Life, from Beck. More on Beck and Colors after this break.
Watching TV has changed over time. Streaming has become the new norm. That's why Golden State Media Concepts television podcast dives headfirst to the world of cord cutting. Want to be on the loop of what's hot in Netflix? Or if it's not a preference, what about original shows in Hulu? We've got you covered. Join us as we fill in the blanks and talk about movies to stream and what show you should be binging. This is the Golden State Media Concepts television podcast.
And once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts music podcast. It's your Captain Keith. And on deck, we were currently reviewing Beck's new record called Colors. So just about done with this review. I want to talk to you about a song. Tell you in 1 second. This next song from Beck is called Wow. And it starts off with like a pan flute sounding keys. Beck doing Beck is doing like rap trap. This song is a little reminiscent of Where It's At off of his classic record Odelay. The trap drums and bass as Beck sings about seizing the day and trying your best and going through life with a sense of wonder. With that sense of wonder. That's what this song is about. So, you know, and here's some of the verses. Giddy up, giddy up. Giddy up, giddy up. Yeah, he actually started his song with that. I can't even make this up, folks. But the song is good, though. But yeah, I just thought about that as I said it out loud. Want to move into a fool's gold room with my pulse on the animal jewels of the rules that you choose to use to get loose with the luminous moves. Bored of these limits, let me get it like. So he's rapping and singing at the same time with that style that he has. It's like right now, it's like wow. It's like right now, it's like wow. It's like right now, that repeats. It's my life, your life. Live it once, can't live it twice. So nice, so nice. Smooth like a tidal wave. Take you on a getaway. My friends, your friends, living every day like it's just about to end. Now we're peeing in the wind because it's so pine fresh right now. Yeah, I want to get it like, wow. It's like right now. It's like, wow. It's like giddy up, wow. And then he says, it's your life, falling like a hot knife. Call your wife, secular times, these times. My demons on the cell phone. To your demons, nothing's even right or wrong. It's relevant. Elephant in the room goes, boom. Standing on the lawn, doing jiu-jitsu. Girl in bikini with the Lamborghini, shizitsu. It's your life. You gotta try to get it right. Look around, don't forget where you came from. It's just another perfect night. We're going to take it around the world. Wow. We're going to take it around the world. Wow. Ride these wild horses. Wow. Ride these wild horses. We're going to take it around the world. And then it's like giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Wow. What a beautiful day. That's Beck. I mean, and then there's another song called Dreams. It's a catchy psychedelic rock pop song. The lyrics are abstract. I mean, Beck wants out of his, he wants to be, he wants out of his dreams to face reality, but then wants back into his dreams because he feels safer and stronger in that world. So I mean, that's the best that I came up with when I listened to the song. It is a good song, but like I said, the meaning is still kind of, ambiguous, but it works. I like the song. Coming out of your dreams and wake up from your reverie. Time is here. Don't go to sleep. Streets are running on the brink. They say that we've got nothing but a dollar for a life of sin. Cause there's trouble on the way. Oh, there's trouble on the way. Oh, get a dog and a pony for a judgment day. You know, here we are. Oh, running circles around, around, around. When nothing's right, just close your eyes and you're gone. The dreams, she's making me high, she's making me high, dreams, she's making me high, I want to get me free, nothing gonna get me in my world. So I'm just kind of confused by that lyric, but I like the song. So Beck's Colors is a great return to form for Beck since Modern Guilt. A Morning Phrase, Morning Phrase came out in 2014. It received Grammys and stuff, but I just didn't care for the record. It was just way too mellow for me. I didn't like it at all. It just kind of brought me down. The last Beck album that I liked a lot was Modern Guilt, which he co-produced with Danger Mouse. That's still like a new classic. But so with Beck, you have Odelay, a must have, Mellow Gold, a must have, Midnight Vultures, Modern Guilt. He's got quite a few albums. I mean, and I like some stuff on Sea Change. I'm not going to say I don't. Tropicalia is my jam. But getting back to Colors, as I was saying, it's a nice return to form. You can tell that he had fun making this record, as I did listening to it. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, I give it a 7. My favorite tracks are Colors, Seventh Heaven, Dear Life, No Distraction, Dreams, Wild, and Up All Night. So there you have it, Beck Colors. If you're a Beck fan, this is a must-have. Come get it. You'll like it. Sting and Shaggy, Where Do I Start? So the album's called 44/876. Before I get into that, so when I saw this in the store, I'm like, I saw like a performance and then I'm like, oh, okay, they're just hanging out, having a good time. Then I saw the record in the store and I was like, what? Sting and Shaggy? What's that about? Seriously? So I was like that, but then I was like, intrigued, like, what is that about? So I bought it. So let's get to it. So 44/876, the title track is that's the third single off this record. It's a reference to the telephone area codes of the prospective countries, 44 being the UK country code and 876 being from Jamaica. This track also features Morgan Heritage and Adedonia on it. The whole record has a roots reggae vibe with a little pop twist to it, but definitely a lot more grounded in roots reggae than you would think when you see these two people on the cover. It's a good record, so let me get into that. So, Morning Is Coming is a track. It's got a pure roots reggae with horns in the background on the hook. The bass line and horns make this song. The song is about the nightingale bird singing at nighttime. The nightingale bird is singing that the morning is coming. It's also symbolic for the dark times in politics today and how eventually the darkness will turn to light and everything will eventually get better. Shaggy states, he sings, it's a beautiful day for me to rock around your way only when I see Sting. And then Sting sings, sweet nightingale, why do you make me so? Sweet nightingale, you're telling me something I don't know. It's 2:45. You're singing, driving me right out of my tree. I'm so tired that I could weep. When all the other birdies are still fast asleep, yeah, morning is coming. Morning is on its way. Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day. Sweet nightingale, we'll talk it over in the light of day. Why can't it wait? I need my beauty sleep. Whatever you say. And then Shaggy comes in. Wake up. It's a beautiful day. Wake up. Don't you hear what I say? Because I be rocking in my shoes to this sweet reggae groove. Ain't nobody gonna spoil my mood. To this beautiful sunshine, I'm rising up, just a positive vibe, me use and build me up. Overflowing like the hot coffee in a me cup, ain't no time for easing up, yeah. And then the chorus between Sting and Shaggy singing, morning is coming, morning is on its way, morning is coming, it's Revelation Day. Oh, Nightingale, you broke a dream where I don't live on my own. Oh, Nightingale, I look around, but there's nobody home. Arouse yourself and get out of bed, and drag your comb across your sleepy head. I like that line. Clean your teeth and wash your face. Look like you're a member of the human race. Wake up. It's a beautiful day. Wake up. Don't you hear what I say? Because I'd be rocking in my shoes to the sweet reggae groove. Ain't nobody going to spoil my mood. Good song. Waiting for the Break of Day starts off with a piano intro, a steady bass line and keys that play in like a clavinet style. The song is about fighting through darkness, whether it's Mother Nature's wrath, corrupt laws, and or evil politicians. Waiting for the Break of Day is waiting for the goodness to appear, which is God's kingdom. The song is poignant, positive, and compelling all at the same time. The intro from Shaggy, right now, the ting hopefully get real. Right now, the ting hopefully get real. Gotta get used to transcribing with his patois. So, yeah, right now, the ting hopefully get real. I wait no corners if they cut no deal. When the sun goes down, a line the world won't stay. Come lay down here beside me, waiting for the break of day. In the darkest night, the moon, she stays away. Come on, hold me close tonight. We're waiting for the break of day. Come and hold me close tonight, waiting for the break of day. For the break. Shaggy says, yeah, blue moon rising, tides in dark skies. Overnight, passing ships will collide. Overside clearly seen at moontide, chest full belly, I think I'm swallowed by. Pace back and forth, still can't find the motion. Weary hands tremor, so they pray up devotion. A minimum toll, so the soul must pay. With tears streaming down, cry for the break of day. So, and then Sting sings, you know, in the falling rain, all your trust betrayed. Then they try to erase your pain, are waiting for the break of day. When the laws are wicked, you're forced to disobey. Stand out there on the picket line, waiting for the break of day. You stand out there on the picket line, waiting for the break of day. You see some politicians, you hear the things they say. You hear the falseness in their positions. We're waiting for the break of day. When the light of wisdom pines itself away, there is yet another kingdom waiting for the break of day. There is yet another kingdom waiting for the break of day. There you go. It's a good song. Gotta Get Back My Baby. It's a pop song. It's got faint keys in the background with a boom bap hip hop style drums, keys playing piano style, and additional keys playing with the strings effect. It's a good pop song to dance to. The song is an excellent example of what happens when a man takes his lady for granted and starts cheating on her. She finds out and she leaves him. Now, Shaggy didn't realize until she walked out of their door how much he loves her. He finally understands that sometimes you don't appreciate what you have until you lose it. The song ends with Shaggy still pining for the woman whose heart he had broke. She hasn't come back home. Now he wants to get back his baby, so to speak. Shaggy and Sting sing perfectly on this song. I'm starting to understand why this album was made. I really am. I'm sitting here staring at the four walls thinking, what is it I got to do? Get back my baby. Lonely is taking over now, and my heart's kind of heavy, so I got to get back my baby. I'm feeling kind of hopeless now. Should have never messed around. You never know what you got to the moment that you lose it. I got to get back my baby. My girl, why tell me what I got to say now? Excuse me, my girl, why? Tell me what I got to say now. Let me sort of rephrase that. Because I don't really see you wave by. I can't bear all this pain in my heart. I swear I won't lie. As soon as you walk out the door, tell me why I realize I can't live without you. And then Sting and Shaggy together sing. I'm sitting here staring at the four walls thinking, what is it I got to do to get my baby, get back my baby? Lonely is taking over now. My heart's kind of heavy, so I got to get back my baby. I'm feeling kind of hopeless now. Should have never messed around. You never know what you got to the moment that you lose it. I got to get back my baby. As she cries, telling me that we're through, I can't deny, I won't deny on my bended knee. Best to give it a try, stop, goodbye. She won't even look me in the eye. Baby, I lied, but I love you. I'll do anything, girl. I'm sitting here staring at the four walls thinking, what is it I got to do? Get back my baby. Lonely is taking over now. My heart's kind of heavy, so I got to get back my baby. I'm feeling kind of hopeless now. Should have never messed around. You never know what you got to the moment that you lose it. Got to get back my baby. At night, I wonder, why did I commit such blunder? Now the pain is taking me under. She deleted my number. Nightmare. I woke from my slumber thinking, baby, what should I say? Tell me, where have you gone? Baby, when you coming home? I need you by my side and my throne. As I grow weak without you, girl, I'm incomplete. I'll do anything just to make it up. Well, it's a good song, and I enjoy it. And after reading the lyrics, I'm like, hey, well, that's what happens. So, yeah. Don't Make Me Wait. Another great song. Starts off with that signature kind of police style guitar and bass that is understated and powerful with its delivery. Let me stop for a second. So, for those of you who don't know, because so much time has passed, this thing's been in the business, in the music business, for over 20 years, probably over 30. Sting was originally the lead singer of The Police, an amazing rock and roll trio. Yeah, definitely. So that's where he came from. He was the chief songwriter. He didn't write all the songs, but he wrote most of the songs. And he wrote 99% of the hits that The Police had. That's what got him his big break. And then he had a very successful solo career. And then we all know Shaggy from Mr. Bombastic, and it wasn't me. Dancehall reggae singer who's just good. And I'm going to, you know, this week I'm going to go back and I'm going to go buy some of Shaggy's older albums now because of this album. So, yeah. But I wanted to mention that. So now, Don't Make Me Wait. Like I said, it starts off with that signature police style guitar and bass sound. So, and when I say The Police, I'm talking about songs like Roxanne. That's a hit from them. Don't Stand So Close to Me. Every little thing she does is magic. So the guitar and bass styling in those songs, this song, Don't Make Me Wait, was very reminiscent of that to me when I heard it. It reminded me of The Police for whatever reason. The only song on this album that did, but I didn't mind. I liked it, actually, in that regard. It made me think about what the future might hold in that regard. But like I said, the guitar and bass is understated but powerful with its delivery on this track. The drums are the only thing basic about the production on this track. The keys play piano and organ chords to polish off the ending of the song. When I hear this song, it actually, like I said, it reminds me of The Police. It reminds me of what they might sound like in 2018. So only time would tell to see what they do. And I also mentioned that because The Police were this rock and roll band who were known to dabble in reggae and infuse that in their rock and roll, and it made it sound great. No one ever did it that way like they did. So, you know, others, when I told a friend of mine that I was reviewing this record, she was like, well, that's no surprise that you liked the album, and it's no surprise they did a record together because The Police already, you know, played with reggae. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I just didn't see the collaboration between Shaggy and Sting. I didn't even know they were friends, but it's good to have a nice, pleasant surprise. So the song is about realizing that you have found that special lady, and now that you can't wait to make her your wife. You're actually ready to dive headfirst because you're truly all in. You don't want to rush her, but at the same time, you know that she is the one who brings you true love. This is a cool song for a lot of reasons. The biggest one is because you never hear a song that has a man being impatient about getting married to a woman he's just fallen in love with. I like that lyrical change up. It's something different in that regard. I like that perspective. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait in vain to love you. Can't wait to give you me last name. Don't make me wait. Don't make me too long, girl. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait to love you. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait to love you. What me say? It didn't take me long to fall in love with your mind. And I won't even mention the way your body perfectly designed. So fine. And judging from your outlook on life, I knew this would be more than just one night. But now I'm ready for the next level. And you're telling me you need more time. No crime. Nothing wrong with waiting a little bit. You know, this is more to me than just hitting it. But only get a love like this once in a lifetime. And if this is our chance, I ain't missing it. My whole life, I never felt like this. Just want to run where I don't want to fight this. I ain't rushing you to make up your mind. Just want to put some more quality in we time. Come on, girl. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait to love you. And that keeps on going. I don't want you to think I'm rushing you. I know you like to take your time. I'm already sold by the idea of you and I. Just tell me where I need to sign, because I've been searching for a while, girl, and I know what works for me. Oh, all I need to know if this is what you want, girl, because I'm ready where I need to be, so don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait to love, to love, to love you. So there you go. It's a good song. Just One Lifetime is a grassroots reggae song that starts off with horns, bass, drums, and keys. The bass and keys drive the song. The song is about appreciating the life you have and for mankind to understand that and not destroy the world we all live in. Shaggy makes a request for the next generation to be better than the current one in regards to peace and love. The song goes from celebrating life with peace and serenity to Sting and Shaggy trying to survive a post-apocalyptic earth. So it's very interesting lyrics and just a really cool song in that regard, because you don't really know that unless you're like really listening to the lyrics. I like it when songs can do that for me, can give me more than what I'm expecting when I listen more carefully. The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of ships and shoes and sealing wax, of cabbage and kings. Life, the greatest gift given to humanity. Surround yourself with a lot of positive energy. You can buy even if you have a heap of money. That's why we spread love in the community. You could be small man or a celebrity. You could live uptown or in the city. We need a world full of peace and serenity. Sting, come sing. He says, Sting, come sing out for everybody. The time has come, as Shaggy said, to talk of many things, of ships and shoes and sealing wax, of cabbage and kings. The planets turn into retrograde. The moon seems to have fled. The world is spinning upside down and landed on its head. Just one lifetime, and there's only one. Yes, there's only one. Just one life to live. Assuming that we'll make it, we've no choice but to take it. I'm with you, the robber said. We'll dress for heavy weather. Whatever's on the road ahead, we're in this together now. We're in this now together. We thought we'd make a run for it, not knowing where we are headed. We packed the car with both our bags and filled up her unleaded. Just one lifetime, and there's only one. Yes, there's only one. Just one life to live. Assuming that we'll make it, we have no choice but to take it. Come back, we take a page out of the book of life. Let go of negativity, do what's right. We no longer need fear, fuss, or fight. Unite the world and show them right. This generation set a new trend. Replace the word enemy with friend. Leaders of the world, these rules can't bend. This is the message we sent to them. So, and then it talks... I was looking for more of the post-apocalyptic, but I guess I already stated that. It's a great song, though. And then the one more track I'll talk about is called Dreaming in the USA. It starts off with a heavy bass line and steady drums with the organs in the background. The song then evolves into like a Motown-themed rhythm section that would make Motown's Funk Brothers and James Jamerson proud. The song is about a young immigrant man who dreams of coming to America because of all the cool things he likes, especially like in pop culture that are American, like James Dean, Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe, Marvin Gaye, Frank Sinatra, Louis Armstrong. It's a song that celebrates the positivity of America and also appreciates the hard work of the immigrants who came to America and had to work 2 to 3 jobs so they can stay. The song makes you feel good whether you want to or not. It does. I'm not gonna lie. It's that contagious when you hear it. It ends with Shaggy letting you know that he served in the American military and is very proud to be a veteran here in the United States. He states that he awaits the day we're all going to inherit a better America. So I didn't even know that. You know, the things you learn when you review a record. I was a boy. I was dreaming of the USA. All the movies I see are from the same place. All the music I love is from the USA. All the stars that I see have an American face. The only blue jeans I wear are from the USA. The sneakers here on my feet, they are American made. Presley, Monroe, and Dean are from the USA. Louis Armstrong, Sinatra, and Marvin Gaye. And then Sting and Shaggy Sheen, dreaming in the USA, dreaming in the USA, dreaming in the United States. You seek a visa, you're dreaming of the USA. It's never easier looking for another way. God bless America, dreaming of the USA. Are we hysterical? Dreaming of the United States? And then, of course, Dreaming in the USA, that repeats. Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop dreaming. And so they work in the fields across the USA. They work the work nobody else wants to feed their family. They join the army. They're fighting for the USA, here in the land of the brave and the home of the free. You know, Dreaming in the USA, Dreaming in the USA, Dreaming in the United States. Big up all the immigrants living and working right here inside of America. get up every morning working two jobs to make it here in America. I am a military man who carried arms and fight in defense of America. I await the day when we all inhabit a better America. So very positive song. Like I said, it's a real feel good track. So Sting and Shaggy's 4/4/876 is a much welcomed and pleasant surprise. It's a great roots reggae album with just the right pop twist to it. Like I said, I first asked myself, how did these two cats get together and why would they make an album together? I mean, I can't lie, I was baffled and intrigued at the same time, like I said earlier. And after listening to the record, I now have an answer to my question. Why not? And I'm glad they did make a record together. This album gets a 10 out of 10. It gets a 10 out of 10. Favorite tracks are 4/4/876 featuring Morgan Heritage and Adedonia, Morning is Coming, Waiting for the Break of Day, Gotta Get My Baby Back, Don't Make Me Wait, Just One Lifetime, Dreaming in the USA, If You Can't Find Love, 16 Fathoms, and the Sad Trombone. I mean, I could talk more about this record, but I don't have it. I kind of went over because I wanted to talk about this record. So, yeah, it's an excellent album. Definitely pick it up. If you're someone who's been on the fence about reggae music, a lot of people will just like have Bob Marley's Legend. But I mean, and that's what that is. But this is a great album if you want to be introduced to reggae easily and slowly. It's a nice roots record. It's written very nicely. It's great. I'm looking forward to them doing I want to see this show, this tour, actually. They are going to be touring. I forgot to tell you guys that. Yeah, they are going to be touring. And matter of fact, I guess I'm not done with this podcast. Not yet. So let me give you a Sting and Shaggy's tour dates. I've been meaning to give that to you guys for weeks, and now is like the best time to do that since I covered the album today. Let me see. Today is what, the 13th of June. So that probably goes in 1 second here. I'm looking for that info for you guys. Let's see. There we go. Excellent. I found it. All right. So Shaggy and Sting, their tour itinerary. September 15th in Miami, Florida, the Jackie Gleason Theater. September 17th in Atlanta, Georgia at the Tabernacle. September 19th in Washington, D.C. at the MGM Theater, National Harbor. September 20th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in the Fillmore. The 21st, Atlantic City in New Jersey at the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa. September 25th, Boston, Massachusetts, House of Blues. September 26th, New York, the Rooftop Pier 17. September 28th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, the Phoenix Concert Theater. September 30th, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Armory. October 1st, St. Louis, Missouri, the Pageant. October 2nd, Chicago, Illinois, the Aragon Bell Ballroom. October 4th, Kansas City, Missouri, the Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland. October 5th, Denver, Colorado, the Fillmore Auditorium. October 8th, San Francisco, California, the Masonic. I'll probably be at that show. October 9th, Santa Barbara, California, the Santa Barbara Bowl. October 10th, Phoenix, Arizona, the Van Buren. October 12th, Rancho Mirage, California, the Agua Caliente Casino Resort Spa. October 13th, Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Park Theater. October 15th, Los Angeles, California, at the Wiltern. Looks like, yep. So there you go. That's the tour. Check them out if you can. I know I plan on it. Well, folks, once again, good people of Earth and the known universe, this is Captain Keith, and you've been listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate all of you. Thank you for your time. I had a great time. I hope you did. And until next time, I'll see you somewhere out in space.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.golden.com. GSMCpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.